Good morning. It's 1 minute after 10 o'clock and time for another 10:01 Spotlight. I'm Kermit Poling, and I'm joined in the studio by two people, Renee Chevalier, who is the artistic director of, dance at Centenary College and also of Escaped Images. They'll have a performance coming up this Friday and Saturday. The composer of the music for those performances is Kostas Daphnis, and he is also in the studio with me. And it's particularly interesting to me because I love a composer who writes for dance, and I love a dance company that commissions new work. So this is very exciting. So, Renee, why don't you talk about how this project got started?
Every year with the dance company, we're always looking for a new voice. And this year, it turns out to be a very personal voice for 13 young women in the company. And so we started this personal journey on trying to excavate self, and that's the name of our show. Mm-hmm. And also trying to do an overarching narrative show, much like a ballet, though this mm-hmm. is not ballet technique, this is a modern ballet. Mm-hmm. And so we started a personal journey, and then in speaking with Kostas, asked him if he would be interested in writing music for the show, and he was very excited about that, and so we started that journey together.
And Kostas, you're a senior at Centenary, and you moved here from Michigan. Why don't you talk about a little bit about how you got here?
When I was a junior in high school, there was a competition sponsored through Centenary College to write a piece for the orchestra. So after participating in that, I came down to visit the college and liked the school. It was different from the other schools I had applied to. And I was familiar with the Louisiana area because when I was in elementary school, I lived in West Monroe for a couple of years.
Okay.
So it wasn't a completely foreign area, and I liked the college and I liked the campus, and so I decided to come here.
All right, talk a little bit about the music, the style, your approach. You talk about this having a bit of a narrative to it, so why don't you put it together for us?
There is a narrative, and the narrative in some ways mimics the music. It's kind of interesting. The music itself I took from a lot of different inspirations, a lot of different composers who write for dance that whom I respect and who have influenced my music over the last few years. You know, if you go to the show, you'll hear some hints to Debussy, to Stravinsky, and then to more modern dance composers like Donatia Deheny and John Cage, and so throughout the piece, it's interesting. There's actually different ways that we collaborated on the music. I was kind of working sideways and upside down half the time. You know, sometimes we'd choreograph the music first. The dance company would choreograph it,
and then
I would be able to watch the choreography and set it almost like setting a score for a film.
All right, that's really very interesting. So the theme for all of this, why don't you elaborate just a little more about that?
As we were sitting around thinking about a personal journey for these 13 young women, trying to decide who they were as young women and not as girls anymore, we played this little game where we wrote down five words that we thought defined ourselves, and then we go around the table and give up a word and describe why we gave up that word and kept others. And we ended with one word. And in that journey of that game, we decided that this really needed to be about them trying to find identity. And then we started talking about what is it that really defines our identity when we're 18 and 20 and 21, and then what are the things that we shave away in that identity to become women. And so there are ideas of inherited thought patterns, there are ideas of movement that helps us to learn to speak and our own voice. And so I think it's interesting to watch these young women try to actualize movement that actually tells that story. And with me as the artistic director, I like to leave the narrative open enough for the viewer to sort of negotiate the material on their own. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to hit you over the head, but it is a journey of trying to find clarity as a young woman. And
It sounds like a fascinating project. It's this Friday and Saturday, 7 o'clock performances at Marjorie Lyons Playhouse. That's Escaped Images, new choreography based on new music. I hope it's a wonderful weekend
Thank
for you.
You. It's Thank been you. A great journey.
Thanks for being
Thank
here.
You.
And if you're interested in being part of a future 10:01 Spotlight, be sure to give us a call here at Red River Radio at 800-552-8502.